Alex would be hearing us arguing and bickering.
They ain't arguing.
Cat Named Mo Show. Why am I? There I am. Cat Named Mo Show. We are in the second hour. Johnny B going to take over at 8 p.m. I'm going to get the hell out of here and enjoy my weekend. What do you got going on the weekend, Spike, this weekend?
Oh, I have several things.
Let me go to Dizzy first. It's going to sound like we're going to spend some time.
I think I'm going to tell you information.
Ben,
so you
what
go
you
tell
doing? What you doing this weekend? Yeah,
what you doing?
A little something.
What you doing?
I might have a drug run.
What you doing this weekend, fool? What you got going
Mind
on?
Mind my business. Like
shut
you
up.
Should.
What you got going on? Nothing? Go. Anything?
I like that.
You doing anything?
No, I'm chilling, bro.
Hey, that's pretty much what I'm going to be doing as well. Just chilling.
Let me ask you this. Remember yesterday I would ask you about doing to others and petty and stuff like that? Doing to others as did to you?
Right.
Okay, so I was talking, this kind of relates to that, talking to my folks about our inheritance and what we're going to do with the land and the farm and the money and all that kind of stuff there. So I'm talking one and my mom, and she says, well, you know, we're going to divide this stuff up 50-50, but we think that we should give her brother's son some of this. Now, let me explain.
Her brother's son, so yeah. Your nephews.
Stigma's son.
Your nephews. Her brother's son.
My mom's brother's son.
What would that relationship be?
What? Cousins.
What? Cousins, okay. Oh, right, cousins.
So we got a lot of land, right, and they're getting up in age, so we're trying to make sure everything is okay. So she was saying, my mom's brother's name, we call him Stick Mud. She says, I think we should give Stick Mud's son some stuff. Now, Stick, I have never seen his guy.
Okay.
In the 60 years I've been around, I've never seen Stick Mud's son.
How close does he live?
I don't even know where he lives. I think he lives in North Carolina.
I think he was
in prison.
I think Stick Mud, they dummy account. Where the money at? We gave Stick Mud.
Stigma.
Yeah, Stick Mud got Stigma. Some. We had to break Stick Mud off a piece.
Who's Stick Mud? Your cousin.
I am the
arbiter.
I'm Stick Mud. He was a god to me. He was my man. I love him.
He was your favorite cousin. Right.
Yeah.
You looked up to
uncle.
Him.
Yeah. He was
uncle.
Favorite.
They want to give Stick Mud's son some money.
Now,
Stigma was your uncle.
Stigma is my uncle.
Yeah, okay.
His son has been in prison since I didn't even know this. I've never heard of him. Yeah. But my mom, we were talking about this. She said she want to give him some of the stuff. I'm like, no, this joker gets nothing.
Why?
Yeah, why are you in Stigma? What's a Stigma?
Why is you in his pockets?
Why are you in Stigma Junior's pockets?
Yeah.
Again, in my entire life, I have never met this guy.
So,
but I don't understand why that means he should not get a part of the money.
He has never came. He never came to Lake City. Never heard of him. Like my grandmother sent him some stuff while he was in prison when I was growing up.
Put something on the commissary.
Yeah, she did that.
Right.
And so he has never came to Lake City to the family reunion. Never heard as much this man. But my mom knows of him. She knows of her brother's son.
Yeah, yeah.
She knows of him.
Let me pause you 1 second because it's important for me to determine the mom's brother. Then I'm assuming doesn't have his own land and assets.
He got killed. He got killed when I was...
Oh, like, uncle got killed, my bad.
Yeah, I was like 15.
Oh, okay.
Over some crazy stuff.
Right, yeah. So there's no inheritance for the son, then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's my question. Right, the uncle's gone. His dad is coming out of prison, and you don't want him to have a leg to stand on?
Not a leg to stand on. I don't think he should be part of this inheritance.
Why?
Because he has never came to the LC, Lake City.
He was locked up.
He was locked up.
Do you think it's easy for someone
I think he's been out now for six years.
Okay, so he's getting his life on track. You think he has to come drop what he's doing?
He should come back.
Do you know how hard it is for a felon to work, bro, after they get out?
He got to work. Come to the family.
No, I'm saying he can't just get off of work because he needs that job. So it might be hard for him to just come out of state.
I'm listening.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm listening and I'm hearing this.
Yeah.
But in my mind, the Joker's been out of prison for a long time.
Right.
We're just not his life anymore.
Let me ask you this. Has your mom spoken with him?
No. But she know of him. She knows. She said today, she says, I think he's still in North Carolina. So I'm saying we got to hunt this MF down. Hunt the Joker down because we're splitting what 50 acres of land. She wants 25 for yada yada.
How much is he getting?
He certainly shouldn't be getting in the double digits.
Is he getting a little crust from this? Like if it's a pie, is he getting a little crust? Like not a lot.
No, nothing crazy. Here's what we want to do, and I want to talk to some anyway. There's 50 acres, so they want to cut it in half. 25 to my mom and 25 to my mom's living brother.
Okay.
Because Stick is gone.
Okay, yeah.
And so she was saying, well, maybe we should give Stick Mudd's son, I don't even know his name, some of this.
Well, okay, now let me ask you this. Would Stick Mudd, I mean, is what she's giving Stick Mudd's son part of what would have been Stick Mudd's had he still been here? Because
I agree with that.
Then you got to give it to him.
He's next to Ken.
Yeah, he's next to Ken.
He's family,
He's got to pass down.
He's family.
Blood just makes you kin. That don't make you deserve it.
According to the law, though. Yeah. Princess Crackhead's cousin ended up with his catalog.
Sorry, and who was the inheritance from? The grandma, grandpa? I didn't hear that part.
My mom and her brother has everything from my grandma.
Okay,
and
so it's...
So they're the Gonzini's.
It's Stigma's mom, right?
No, Stigma's...
Aunt. Oh, okay. But you're saying he was going to get something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I get what you're saying, that like you haven't seen this guy. He hasn't really been family as far as being around.
Don't even know his name.
But he is still family.
Right. And listen.
How is he family?
Because he's Stigma's son. Blood.
Got that. But no one that I know even knows his name. My mama and my mom's brother probably knows his name.
So, quick little scenario. My dad's dad passed away.
Correct.
I haven't seen him in forever.
Right.
I didn't get a penny.
Your dad's dad.
My
dad's
dad.
Your granddad.
Your grandfather. Yeah, when he passed away, he gave it like he has different families, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I didn't get a dime. But if I was going to get something and someone stood in the way and was like, well, we haven't seen this guy in so long, that wouldn't be right. I'm family still.
Right.
I deserve something.
I have no problem if, let's call Stick Jr. Let's call him Stick Mudd Sun. If Stick Jr. comes in, contests and says, I'm part of this, I should get some. Then but he probably didn't even know.
He
don't even know that where I guess he has to have know that he's from Lake City, but I don't think he even knows that he don't know. He know his dad did. He don't know his. He knows my mom, and he probably knows my mom's brother. But other than that, I don't think he's got nothing to do with nothing.
Okay, but there are circumstances that you weren't privy to that could have kept him away.
But
he could be a cool cat.
Yeah, why don't you have a conversation with him?
I would love to find Stick Jr. I would love to try to find him.
Okay.
Because I'm kind of next in line. I am the chosen one that's
going
to...
You're eating pints of ice cream in front of
us. They said, Spike, you got to...
Yeah, right. Spike, that's going to be a real short race.
Yeah.
They said, Spike, you got to keep this going. You got to do this right here. And that's when we got into a discussion. I said, I don't think Stick Jr. should be anywhere in this.
Yeah.
Not that I'm being petty or mad. Just like, just because he's... Blood doesn't mean he's family.
So why don't you owe him a conversation? Why don't you talk with this guy and see what he's really about?
Right, he could have been trying to contact people.
Or why hasn't he contacted us?
He may not have the means to.
What?
This joker older than me.
Well, you think it's hard to find him right now, so you think he should be able to find you just
he
like
He knows
that?
Where Lake City is. He knows.
But does he have your information?
He can call my mama.
Like, I know where my family is in Fort Lauderdale. I can't just call them right now unless, you know, I can go on social media and stuff.
You can. Yeah. You know, he can call at LC all day, every day. There's thousands of them.
I mean, I kind of get what Spike's saying. I get what he's saying in that respect. Hey, Carla, you want to weigh in on this?
Sure, Mo. Spike, you are insane.
Tell me why.
Why? Because it's your mom's wishes, number one.
Good point.
Yep.
And I just heard you say... Just because he's blood don't mean he's family. He's blood. He is family. It's your mom's wishes. Get over it.
Okay, great point. But my mom, her and I were talking about this.
He don't care. The man made his point.
We were actually talking about this.
Yeah.
And so if I say my opinion and she get to say her opinion.
So
I'm not the one that's going to make the final, but I told her.
Did she tell you? Was the reason she thinks he deserves a place.
Yes, that's a good question.
Because my mom is so old school, she's saying, well, he is family. That's all she wants.
That's a good point, Spike.
But that might be the only reason you need you should need to give him some money. So now, I'm saying break off a big piece. Yeah.
No.
I don't know if you believe in karma, but I just think it's a bad look, and you're better than that. I think
you don't have to give him,
like he's saying, like the whole shebang.
Yeah.
Give him something.
But if anyone of y'all found out that you're biological father, and y'all didn't know you had another man with your father. Biological father has some money. Do you think you're entitled to it?
I'm confused by the question.
Yeah. If you found out the man you think is your dad, is not your dad. There's another guy.
I never knew my dad.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
So you're saying if I find out my dad has money?
No. If you find out that
he wasn't my dad,
the guy who you think is your dad is not your dad, and there's a guy in Kansas, and he has 50 acres of land. Okay. You think you're entitled to some of that?
Yeah.
Let me say this. The government will think that I'm entitled to some of it.
I am not questioning the government. I said if he wants to come in and do it, then he's in.
Okay, so.
But you shouldn't chase this mother.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like what Dizzy says. It's karma. It's your mother. And what the caller said, your mother's with you. You asked what the caller's wanting.
Besides all that karma, bro, me talking to you as a man, I think you can give him something, Doug. Doesn't have to be a lot. You do it for him. You're not struggling. Your family is not struggling.
At all.
Okay. So then it doesn't hurt to give him a little something,
man. So how about this? So I say, hey, Stick Jr., here's $100,000. But I got to go find him. I got to get a PI.
But you keep saying you got to go find him, Spike.
Yes, we do, because
you know how easy it is to find somebody in this day and age?
Well, why hasn't he brung his ass to Lake City?
Because maybe he's embarrassed.
But you said it's a... What?
Maybe he's embarrassed because he's an ex-con.
Regardless of what you don't know his story, so we can't just make assumptions. Why is he coming?
You're right. Yeah. You can't make assumptions.
I would say have a conversation. You'll learn a lot from a conversation.
I got to go through the research to find Stick Jr.
Because it's not that hard to find.
Yeah, you ain't got to do it. Just hire a private dick.
But what I'm saying is, it's not hard for me. It's damn sure ain't hard for him.
Again, you keep going back to him.
Right.
Don't worry about that.
Right. Because he didn't come up with everybody, like you said. So he may feel like he doesn't have a right to be involved in that. All I'm saying is, see what the man's situation is. Because, Spike, this may happen. You might find out he out there doing, he out there being trash ass. And then I definitely wouldn't give him anything on bait then.
See, so Mo's saying, find out that he's worth something. Whether he deserves it or not. That's what Mo just said.
Well, I think you were saying more is like if he's just like some bum who's like a crackhead.
If you go
and stuff,
give him $100,000 and he gonna go spend it on drugs.
But if he's still family, as y'all like to say, whether he's in drugs or whatever, he's still family,
And because he's family, that at the very least, you don't have to do everything, but at the very least, you should find out what the situation is.
But if he's a crackhead,
then if he was a crackhead,
I would make stipulations. You get this if you got to test clean, and I got to be regulated about it. You made the fake situation, so I'm just answering.
Hey, Diz, if you're a crackhead in your city, 60s, you ain't getting clean.
That's true. He would be in his 60s. I didn't think about that part.
You ain't getting clean. Yeah. Hey, what's your name?
You listen or not, he's mad at me.
You want to weigh in? Go ahead.
Yeah, what's up, man? It's JR.
Hey, JR.
Hey,
go.
Spike. Yo. Just think about it this way, man. It don't matter. If his father was still alive, they would have split three ways.
Yes.
So 50 would have split three ways. And no matter if he's family, he still would have got that share from his dad's side.
That is true.
To him.
That is true. If his father was alive.
Yeah, but it's not his fault.
He's still the next of kin, the next genetic line. You're the golden child to your parents.
Yes.
He was a golden child to him. Mm-hmm. So he gets whatever was given to him.
Okay. So in other words, go find him.
He might not even know he got anything coming to him.
Why is that? Why he don't know?
Does he keep in touch with you guys?
No. That's why. He has nothing to do with us.
That's why. He might not know that his dad had property, that his dad was getting something, that he should be looking forward to it. So he might not have that privilege that you have.
If you found out that your dad wasn't your dad and there was another guy that was your dad and he had some money, you think you deserve it?
But maybe he didn't know his dad had that.
No. You didn't know it either. Listen to me.
He's been out for five years. He's been locked up. He's been out 5 years.
He don't
know what's going on after that. All he knows is that.
So he got out of jail. He's just walking around aimlessly. He got no idea that he has people in Lake City.
No, No, he's probably where he's at. I'm on a probation officer or somebody on the side looking after him. He has to maintain his job, his money.
Let me say this. Because he knows, because when he was locked up, his grandmother sent him stuff on his commissary. So he knows about Lake City.
I got that. But he might not know that his dad had an inheritance. He might not know that. He knows his dad got caught.
And also, just because he got out of jail doesn't mean he has to contact you guys and kind of look for a handout. Maybe he's trying to make it on his own, you know?
Okay.
And this isn't a handout. This is an inheritance.
How about just a, hey, how you doing?
But this is what I'm saying, Spike. I'm saying because he is family, at the very least, you owe it to him because it is part of his inheritance.
Why do I owe it?
Because it's part of his inheritance.
Right. That's what your mom
has designated you the heir apparent.
Got that.
So
you ain't tell me nothing I don't know.
Okay. So then you owe it to at the very least find out what the situation
I
is.
I should honor my mom's wishes.
Yes.
But we were just spitballing today.
Okay.
She said we should give Stick Jr. some, and I said why. And then her reason was because he's family. And I said, okay, no doubt about that he's family. But you hadn't heard from this joker. I hadn't heard. I don't even know his name.
Yeah. Do you know who definitely doesn't deserve any of it?
Who's it?
Sandy.
I'll break a piece off, Spike.
Now 2.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio live anytime on the free 102.5 The Bone app.
A Fifth Third Better means we